Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, it's Kevin. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Just about to type a note into your medical transport company.
Sorry, are your phones working yet?
You hear me all right?
No, I can hear you well now, but I think it's your cell or no?
This is not my cell, no. This is my direct line.
Oh, it is? I was calling my. This is 619-567-3366.
Yeah, that's my direct line, but not my cell number.
Is that new?
No, I've had it pretty much since I've been here, but a few months ago when we had the Mexico lines, I think that I may have had a different extension. I don't know, it's all very confusing to me.
Yeah, no, you know what? I actually screwed up. I'm gonna call you. I tried you on the other number. Had a few of your failure extension goes right to voicemail, and your old number goes right to voicemail. So I was gonna call you on your cell, and then I saw the missed call from you. And I just called back the number you called from, which is your direct line. So I
Yeah.
am writing this down.
All right. Well, I just wanted to chat with you about the two deals that we have in currently. I could start with TTI, I suppose. I'm going to enter this note and click Save Deal right now, so you'll get an email shortly. But then, besides the TTI deal, the other one that we were messaging back and forth about is Earl L. Novan, MD. So I just in my notes for TTI though, we'll start there. They have their two balances, the ML factoring and the fund work balances. And then I saw in your notes how you were talking to him and he was saying about how loans were paid off, but you're not sure if he was giving you a straight answer. I looked into his June bank statements and I saw that in earlier in June he had a combination of an Everest loan coming out, a Pearl loan coming out, Yellowstone, ML Factoring, and the Fundworks. So he had five balances earlier in June. So what I wrote in my note is that I think the best thing that we can go for is a third position considering his current leverage. I said that I've submitted tonight, but that I am afraid to submit to Pearl and Everest because since they just concluded a loan with them, there's a chance that they still own it and would just try and call on the customer and renew them. Maybe they didn't qualify for renewal and that's why they're coming to us too, but I mean, I thought that that would be the best course of action. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what did you think? I did see those as well, and I combined, they're not combined, but I kind of analyzed those compared to the end of the month, just to make sure that they had stopped taking money out, which they have. So I mean, up to you. This deal, as well as the other deal, the ultimate goal is to get the most money possible. I imagine that's what it's like for most reps. Whether it's
Yeah.
keeping the position or paying another position off, my goal is always, clients typically will take it regardless. It's very rare that a client says, no, I don't want it, or I need to pay these off. My goal is typically always to get the most money with the highest amount of points.
Yeah, so Knight gives 12, and I'll shoot it off to Ibis as well just to see if they're interested. They give 8. But other than that, like I said, it'd be a little bit risky maybe to like shoot it off to Everest because though they give 15 points, they did have a loan with them at less than a month ago. And I forget about their policy, but I think that it's like the first 30 days after a loan's termination with them, it's still considered in-house before another broker can pick it back up. And so emailing them would just be me triggering them to be like, all right, call the customer, see if we can get them a loan now too.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, depending on how many points does Everest typically allow for,
15.
maybe call them and just say, we've got a client,
Yeah.
without giving any names, what's your policy? They're asking us to, be equipped with capital. We'd like to do the working capital with you, but we did see that they were making payments earlier this month, because he truly is looking for equipment as well. So maybe we can, we're not poaching their customers type thing, but we're doing a deal for a guy and he also wants working cap. Do you want
Hang
it?
on, it's on, right?
So
Yeah, I'm
I
sorry,
can
with
save the
Kevin.
client name. I don't really have a lot of time. Can you call back?
Okay, hey Kevin. I have Dean standing right next to me, and I had an important conversation that I needed to have with him. Could I give you a call back on your cell phone?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay, and then yeah, we'll finish up our conversation. Not much left.
All right, sounds good.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.